I saw some of you really enjoyed that song. Got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. What a beautiful song. Song for children, but a song for children of all ages, if you will. And we do have the joy in our hearts as followers of Christ. And the joy of the Lord is our strength, according to the Word of God. Well, we are going to go a little bit of a different direction. Save that sermon for next Sunday, but I'm going to share with you some thoughts that I have. There's been a clear message, if you are listening closely, that has been delivered by other messengers, if you will, this morning, and it emphasizes family. And while we've been talking about Moses, even there was a reference as we started the music portion of our worship experience with a reference to Moses. Did you hear reference Joshua? You heard that, right? Let me just touch on some thoughts about that for a moment. Can you imagine me in Joshua's shoes, that the baton is being passed from this giant of a figure, from Moses? To make a long story short, those passages found in the Old Testament record that Moses had faithfully served God for many years, but he did sin in his final moments, and because of his sin and disobedience, he was not allowed to enter the promised land. But he did everything he could to ask for forgiveness and to pass the baton on to Joshua. And so Joshua, I imagine, is feeling very awkward, feeling very inadequate. These are big shoes to fill. But God has called Joshua now to be the leader of the children of Israel. And in that moment in which the baton is passed, if you will, Joshua takes on this responsibility. But before he does this, to deliver the children of Israel into the promised land, to be God's chosen vessel of that, he goes to the Lord in prayer. It's wise, isn't it? He's praying and he's seeking God's face. And that's a reminder that every one of us, before we do anything of important value, and if before we do anything especially of spiritual important value, we need to go before the Lord. And we need to seek his face. Would you agree with me? I'm reminded of Jerry Falwell Sr. years ago, had that referenced and made this statement. He said, nothing of spiritual value is ever accomplished apart from prayer. Isn't that something? So you and I need to take prayer seriously. We have that privilege and that blessing and that responsibility. That is how we ought to pursue our living God, because we can, and he's given us this wonderful blessing to approach, as we referenced in our prayer time. We can come boldly before the throne of grace and find help in time of need. And so Joshua is very prayerful, but you also see what was referenced as he approaches and he is about to deliver the children of Israel into the promised land. He has a conversation with the children of Israel. And he goes on to lay out what his vision was and lay out what his convictions were. He goes on to say, hey, you as a people, you can worship the idols, basically. I'm paraphrasing it, if you will. You can choose to worship those idols, but I'm not going to, because as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I'm going to talk to men for just a second, for just a moment. Gentlemen, God has entrusted you to be the spiritual leaders of your family, to lead your family in the ways of the Lord. You can leave behind a lot of inheritance. You can leave all kinds of things behind, if you will, a will and testament. But all that will perish someday. The greatest thing that you can ever leave behind is a legacy of faith. There's a wonderful song in our hymn book that talks about the faith of our fathers, doesn't it? And God has given us the responsibility. Now, you're not going to be perfect. All you have to do is ask my family, is he perfect? No. I have to ask forgiveness all the time. That prayer I talked about, it's a lot of confession and asking forgiveness for the mistakes that I make. And you will as well. But you're entrusted to lead your families and lead your families well. And I want to encourage you and admonish you to, with God's help, because you're going to need God's help, to lead your families well. And you might be here today and you'd be like, wait a minute, there's no spiritual father figure in my life. There's an answer for that. When my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. So ideally, there's a spiritual father within the system of the family. But if there is not, ladies, just go to the Lord and lead your children well. The Bible says a lot about a godly woman, doesn't it? It references a virtuous woman. It references that her children will rise up and call her blessed. Let me just tell you something. All of the great figures that we ever see that God used greatly, many of them, if you'll look at their autobiographies, had a godly mother that was involved. A godly grandmother that was involved. I had both and have a mother that's still around to this day. And let me just tell you that my grandmother was a godly woman who prayed for her descendants. My mom, one of the most loving people you'll ever meet. She loves the Lord. My father is a man that desires to follow the Lord, right? So I am blessed. I am blessed. And we might not leave much behind when we cross over and go to that promised land, if you will, heaven. I tell my kids often, you're not going to have anything left behind, I'll tell you that. You fight over the change, because that's about all you're getting. It's a running joke at our household. We're spending their inheritance now. Anybody relate to that? I want to see their smiles on their face. Now, that's what I claim, at least, right? Listen, on a serious note, let us leave a godly legacy behind, because that's all that matters. I was talking to a lady just yesterday. And she was a godly woman as well. We had a wonderful conversation. She's been praying for her children and her grandchildren. And she rejoices that her children and her grandchildren are making spiritual decisions. Guess who's been praying for them for some time? And she was able to see in recent time her prayers answered. Let me just say this. Father or mother or whoever it may be, as a family member, don't give up on praying for your family. I grew up with a pastor's kid as a friend and classmate in our class, and let me just say that he was the exact example of what you think of as a pastor's kid. That example, that stereotype, he was that. He was quite the rebel. And he got in trouble in our teenage years, and he was always rebelling and sneaking out of the house, so forth and so on. Well, he entered adulthood, young adulthood, and he was just going down the wrong path. He was running from the Lord. He had a godly mother and a godly father, but a godly mother who was a prayer warrior. And she prayed for her son. She prayed a prayer that I don't think I could utter. It came to a culmination. She said, "Oh Lord, if he doesn't cut this out, just take him on." Parent, can you imagine praying that prayer? I can't. I'm not that spiritual. She did. And in that moment, I believe it was a cocaine overdose that he had. But he was resuscitated. And he rededicated his life to the Lord. Shortly after, he went off to Bible college. Shortly after, he met the girl of his dreams, married her, and now, to this day, they are missionaries in the Philippines. Isn't that something? Don't give up on praying for your family and praying for your friends. Let me just encourage you to do so. I encourage myself included. Another reference that you have heard is the reference to how important the church family is. We're reminded in a day and time in which we have so many distractions, so many things pulling us away from spending time in the presence of Almighty God, spending time in church and with church family and brothers and sisters in Christ. There's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of idols, if you will, that are pulling us away. I would simply say this, that just as Joshua declared, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Make a commitment to be with the people of God. God has put us together to be encouragers and to be blessings to each other. It's part of God's design that we work together, we fellowship together, we worship together, we serve together. He has gifted us so that we will be equipped so that we as a body of Christ can serve God in one accord and for His glory. Don't you want to be part of that? Then as Hebrews says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves with other believers, as is in the manner of some. But as the day is approaching, do it even more. Well, certainly the day is approaching. I don't know when. I'm not going to try to declare it. But we do know Jesus is coming soon, as that song referenced. And so it is that we need to join together with the church family, encourage each other and bless each other, admonish each other, serve God together as we are part of the family of God. And then we can sing that song that is so familiar to some. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed by His blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Family of God, church, as in the local body of believers that is part of His church, the church of the living God. May we impact by God's grace and by His help and by His mighty Spirit this community for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't you want to be part of that? Don't you want to be the light that He is calling us to be to this community? Don't you want to be what He has called us to be, to love each other as brothers and sisters in Christ of the family of God? Then in turn, to love others as Christ loved them. The Bible says God demonstrated His own love toward us, right? And that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. So He is calling on us to love Him, to love the family of God, and to love our friends and also those we don't consider friends, enemies, because that's exactly what God did Himself through Christ. He loved His enemies. And maybe the Lord is laying on your heart the importance of loving the unlovable, loving the enemies, going to those that are not considered important and influential in our community. But as you see them, may you have the lens of our loving Lord and see them as God sees them, that they are part of His beautiful creation, who He desires to have a personal relationship with. Don't you want to be part of that? As we referenced even last week, part of the ministry of reconciliation. But maybe you're here today and you say, oh, this sounds great. I want to be part of that. And I want to say that you are invited into the family of God. You know, you are part of family. You had a mother and a father, and you might have brothers and sisters and who knows, uncles and aunts and nieces and nephews, and that's all special and very important. And we talked about the importance of family today. But what is more precious and what is more important and what is eternal is to be part of God's family. And you might say, oh, we're all part of it. No, not according to the Word of God, but you can be part of it. You see, Nicodemus and Jesus had an interesting conversation. He was a religious leader who had a lot of religion, but he didn't have faith. And he approaches Jesus and he has a conversation with him at night because he doesn't want to be seen having a conversation with him at night. And to make a long story short, he asked how he could receive salvation. And Jesus said to him, you must be born again. He didn't understand. He says, what do you mean? I can't go and be in my mother's womb anymore. He says, not about the physical birth. Watch this. Jesus is telling him it's about the spiritual birth. You must be born again. This is not a physical thing. This doesn't come by physical birth. This comes by spiritual birth. And salvation is offered to every person. And he is calling on you to be born again, which comes through the spiritual realm. How do you do that? You receive the invitation of the Heavenly Father to become His child. And He gave that invitation through His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was fully God, who became fully man. And so He lived on this earth and conducted His earthly ministry. For 33 years, He was here, and for 3 years, He conducted His earthly ministry with the culmination that He would die for your sins and my sins, that He would be buried, but on the third day, He rose from the grave victoriously and gloriously. And as He rose from the grave, He conquered death, and He conquered the consequences of sin. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? All that has been defeated. And thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so salvation is offered to you. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the Lord is calling you to Himself. The Bible says, if you will come to Him just as you are, a sinner indeed, for there is none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory. You come to Him as a sinner. You confess that you need a Savior. And you confess that that Savior is Jesus Christ Himself. And as you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you believe that He died for your sins, was buried, rose again the third day according to the Scripture, and as you receive that by faith, the Bible says that if you will believe it in your heart, and confess it with your mouth, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is God's offer of salvation to you. He's inviting you to the family of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Of God, which comes by faith in Jesus Christ. As a worship team comes forward, as we prepare for our time of invitation, I want to simply say that as God is leading you, respond to Him today. First and foremost, if He is leading you and guiding you and calling you and convicting you of your need to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, come today. Now is the acceptable day of salvation. Won't you come to Him and receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior today? The invitation is open to you. We don't know. Just don't know what a day can bring. We just don't know if we have another breath to take. But as long as we have breath, and as long as we are alive, we can repent of our sins and receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and receive this glorious salvation and become part of the family of God and become a child of the Most High God. As long as you have breath and life, you can respond. I have seen people confess Him as their Lord and Savior on their deathbed, and it is possible. But don't wait, because we just don't know. The invitation of God is open to you and offered to you today. And so won't you respond if you need to respond to His invitation of salvation today? Follower of Christ, maybe the response that you and I need to make is that we choose to follow Him more closely. As Joshua is willing to follow the Lord and give Him his life and everything, and turn around and lead his family and lead the children of Israel into the promised land and to fulfill God's plan in their life. This was Joshua that was willing to do so. Are you and I willing to do so? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Is that your response? Is that my response? Lord, I seek you. I desire to walk with you and fellowship with you and serve you. Aren't you glad to be part of the family of God? Let us pray. Father, we come before you in this moment, and Lord, however you lead, we desire to follow. And so whatever you're leading individuals within this congregation to do, I just want to encourage, oh Father, them through you to respond in a way that's pleasing, honoring, and glorifying to you. Whatever that looks like, oh Lord, may they respond in obedience. May I respond in obedience. May we all respond in obedience as children of the Most High God and part of the family of the Most High God, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is our Savior. So we come to you to worship you as your people, O Father. And now, O Lord, if there is one without Christ, may they respond and give their life to Christ and receive this glorious salvation that we have referenced just moments ago. This we do pray. Bless this time of invitation. Work through it and work in our hearts. May we respond in a way that's honoring and glorifying to you. This we do pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Can only imagine.